In today's podcast, we're taking an honest look at the status of our spiritual health. Where are we struggling? How do we treat others? What do we believe and value? And does how we live reflect those beliefs and values? We're getting honest about our growth, our mindset, and the way our faith is or isn't changing our life. We share what gets in the way, ways to cultivate our spiritual health, and wrap it up with a series of reflection questions to kickstart your own personal evaluation. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill.
Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I'm starting out real. We are laughing so much at the table. I've setting up the pods we're going to record today and said, this first one's not really a picnic. And Jolene said,
I had a twin spark. I'm invincible.
It struck me as so funny.
If that's all it took.
Because that's clearly all it takes is a fun-sized twin.
Right now, you know what it does.
If that can solve your problems.
I mean. Did for a little bit.
It's by stock and twigs.
You heard our tip out there, everybody.
We have an emergency snack cupboard in the fridge. Because we have emergencies.
Yes, we do. We are that kind of church.
Yeah.
We need emergency Oreos.
Otherwise, you would have had an Oreo, right?
Well, I was going to have an Oreo, but we were out. But we had Twix, which is a really good consolation prize.
A podcast
I was got a cookie in there.
Listening to this week talked about how they like chilled Oreos. They put them in the fridge and eat them.
With milk?
I don't know.
So it doesn't warm the milk up?
Well, I'm weird because I don't want it with milk.
Anyway, so that was just my... Okay. We're hopping back in. What we're
here
for.
What to hear for.
So, you know, if you couldn't tell, I've got Jolene and Crystal with me.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, we're talking about our spiritual wellness today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't think we spend enough time considering our spiritual health.
Heck no.
We don't.
We don't. Because, okay, now we're super quick to jump on WebMD if we get any, like, rando physical symptom.
No, I text you.
Bad idea.
Yeah, super bad idea.
Stay off WebMD.
And I think we're getting better about, like, checking our emotional symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm feeling this. What's the trigger? Blah, blah. But here's where I think we tend to ignore the symptoms that our spiritual health is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as crosswalk.com put it, we need to be checking in with our spiritual health so that we can identify and address any issues before they become major concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So like before the foothold gets bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's really easy to coast spiritually
mm-hmm.
or to accept good enough because here's why. And this is where I'm like hitting the truth right out of the gate. Getting real about our spiritual health means we have to make changes in how we're living, how we're thinking, how we treat others, how we spend our time.
I hate that.
Yeah. It's like the changes we have to make to be spiritually healthy are big.
Yeah.
And address like, who we are as a person. Yeah. See that the energy in the room, real, we need the Twix.
No, that's
like, let's get a bowl of Twix right
now. Everyone wants to hear
Invincible.
Us much. It's podcasting and ASMR.
Ugh.
Now, I am going to quote this whole paragraph from crosswalk.com because it was good and why come up with it on my own. If we leave our spiritual lives unchecked, how will we know whether unattended wounds, pride, bitterness, or other spiritual ailments are affecting our spiritual life and faith? Oftentimes, certain behaviors, thought patterns, and emotions cause us to get stuck or sucked back into handling conflict issues or circumstances the way we are used to.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because our flesh likes the familiar and the comfortable. But here's the thing. Our flesh doesn't care whether or not we change or become Christ-like because ultimately, our flesh is not going with us in eternity.
Oh, we get a new body.
Isn't that like...
That's a lot.
It was a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're starting off real light and easy. You might want to grab that Twix.
Or consolatory snack of choice.
Yes.
Fair.
Okay, let's do some definitions.
Okay.
This is a real weird source for my definition for spiritual wellness. This is from Military One Source.
Okay.
Today. You know, okay. Right. They had both of our definitions today. And I am adding a Christian take to both, but I like their initial thoughts. They were a really good jumping off place. I was telling David today, you search up like spiritual health, spiritual wellness. Mm-hmm. There's two very different schools of thought.
I would imagine, yes.
On the internet.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
So I'm taking their viewpoint and then adding my faith into it. Because that's where we're at. Okay, here's the first one. Spiritual wellness is a, I love this, is a mindfulness of your impact on the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. I really love that. Like, we affect other people.
Yeah, we do.
And that can be positively or yes, negatively.
It can.
Or both in the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. And that's, I mean, that's very sobering, or it should be. People are watching us, learning from us, and that alone should change our behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't. Should. So this, for me, brought up something David said in a sermon years ago, that the kingdom of me is too small a thing to live for. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's part of our spiritual wellness, too, the recognition that we're not actually the sun mm-hmm. around which everyone should revolve.
Mm.
I know, like, what? So this is my addendum to the first definition. Mm-hmm. Understanding that I was created on purpose for a purpose with deep-seated value and a gift to give as I seek to make the most of the life I've been given by a creator who loves me and longs for me to know him. Anyway, you matter, mm-hmm. understanding that you matter and that you have a role to play mm-hmm. and that the role you play or don't play affects everybody. Okay, mm-hmm. It's a wonderful life.
It's a good movie, though.
It is, mm-hmm. and he learns.
He does.
The world would make it, would be different if you weren't here. Mm-hmm. Okay, second definition, and then I save my little addendum, which is my favorite definition of this, for the end. Okay, not that I am biased. My own writing. Okay, spiritual wellness means having personal values and beliefs and acting compassionately in accordance with those values. Mm-hmm. I think it's the and that gets us. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, I've got beliefs and values.
And?
Oh, wait. I got to do something about them?
Right.
We're going to get into that a bit, but for believers, another way of saying this is spiritual wellness is living in such a way that it is evident that my faith in and love of Jesus has changed my life.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Can people tell?
Right.
Has it done anything for you? Want to know some benefits?
Yeah.
Of being spiritually well? All right. Now, these are totally from a secular point of view, and from a secular point of view, there are actually deep benefits to being spiritually healthy. Mm-hmm. So we're going here just because if you're not ready to handle, but actually all of this is so true. Being spiritually healthy helps you cope with stress and challenges. Mm-hmm. We've said that before. I don't know. I'm like
do it without it.
Barely hanging on with it. So
yeah,
come on. Reduces, now it doesn't remove because we're people,
mm-hmm. yeah.
reduces stress, anger, and depression, mm-hmm. okay? Gives you increased feelings of peace and hope, mm-hmm. an improved sense of community.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I like that. There are studies that are really cool if you want to look them up. Improved healing and recovery. Mm-hmm. People who pray for their recovery and deeply believe that they can get better, not every time,
right.
but oftentimes it does affect.
It makes a difference.
It does make a difference. A stronger sense of optimism,
mm-hmm.
a stronger sense of knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. And those don't even get into things like getting to be in relationship with the creator of the universe and savior of the world. Right. So this one really matters. Lots of benefits.
Who was the source on that one? You said it was secular.
Those I pulled from a whole bunch of places.
Okay.
And those were pretty consistent, though. Every site that was even talking about spiritual health in terms of like yoga and meditation, were talking about reducing stress,
right,
anger, all of that. And I'm like, we're going to the source,
right,
the way better source. So, yes, you're going to be less stressed if you're hanging out with Jesus.
Well, and I know somebody in my life that they say they want to date. They're not a Christian. Mm-hmm. They're not a believer, but they want to date a believer because they're happier.
Hey.
Out in the dating community, apparently that's out there too.
Hey. Huh. I like that.
Just adds to that.
Something. Yeah. But I mean, that's it should. We mm-hmm. should be happier. Right. And we should appear happier to the others.
Right.
We should. And that's a great, here we go. We're going to signs of spiritual wellness. Mm-hmm. These, I am thanking the University of New Hampshire mostly for these.
Okay.
Okay. Signs of spiritual wellness. You are developing a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
Now, again, this developing.
Right.
We are works in progress. And also that you maybe have a sense of direction in your life. Mm-hmm. You kind of know where you're going. Now, we know growth isn't linear and we tend to meander, but it's good to kind of know where you want to go, what you want to do, who you want to be. Having the ability to spend reflective time alone. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't want to necessarily be alone with our thoughts.
Yeah. Been there.
Reflecting. Yeah. I sent the text. I watched British children eat American food instead of feeling my feelings this week. Uh-huh. Okay. Intentionally takes time to reflect on life's meaningful moments. Mm-hmm. Something big happens. Let's think about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Care and act for the welfare of others.
Absolutely.
And that would add, to add to that, you're loving and compassionate. Mm-hmm. Mm. Forgives readily.
Mm. That's hard.
It is hard. A clear sense of right and wrong and acts accordingly.
Yeah.
We all know right and wrong. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we choose wrong on purpose.
And again, it's and.
And's a dumb word today. This is a big one. I'm able to explain why you believe and what you believe.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's super tough.
It's really tough. Understands. Now, and I put in parentheses because I don't think it's enough to understand that life isn't all about you. Understand and lives in a way that reflects you understand mm-hmm. that life isn't all about you. And that kind of goes back to that first meaning that you know you're not the sun. Right. You're hopeful and you spend regular time in the word and in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Eli agrees. If...
Yes.
Yeah.
Resoundingly.
Yeah.
It's like the office where Jim tells Dwight he needs to pound with his fists on the table to make his point. All right. You want to talk about barriers?
Yeah.
Well, you maybe don't want to talk about them.
I was like, we may not want to. Let's hear where we stand on this.
I want to give credit. And first, always give credit. If you're taking somebody's idea, say it's their idea. Yeah. Don't pretend it's yours. So now I don't know if his name is Mark DeJesus or Mark DeJesus because it was online. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Mark, you had great ideas.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm going to go with DeJesus.
Mark J.
Yeah. All right. First one. Barriers to our spiritual health. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about the wrong things.
Usually.
Yeah. Yes. Very
life gets in the way.
Oh, what? Maybe just for you.
Only Crystal.
Yes, let's review the week's text and see if it's just for me.
That was Schmecky. That was not me. It's been a week, y'all. It's been a week. Spiritually healthy people don't care. Now, see, and this isn't even like, we're not even talking about, I'm going to hit you. I'm okay. Brace. Spiritually healthy people don't care very much about what people think.
Yeah.
Spiritually healthy people just don't spend much time caring about the applause or the accusation of others. Mm. This clears up a huge piece of real estate in their minds to focus on other things. And I did not like how right he was. Because how much of my time am I thinking about? How does this look? What are they thinking?
Mm-hmm. An embarrassing amount for a grown adult.
Mm-hmm. And how that time is pulling away from thinking about things above mm-hmm. and what is true, what is noble, what is just. How can we set our minds above when we are so darn occupied with things here? And it's not even the important things here.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's the silly thing we've talked before. It's not even about like what your good friend thinks of you. It's what the dude at the library thinks of you that you're never going to see again.
Right.
Why? Why do I care? How much of our mental energy is focused on, as Mark called it, the applause and accusations of others? Mm-hmm. A lot. Okay. Barrier number two. You guys won't like this either. We sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, we do.
We sweat the minute stuff.
I made a face at you. No one can see it. I made a face. It's not you. It's
the truth coming out.
My husband saying, prioritize. It's all the number one important. No, it's not.
I feel that. I feel it in my bones. Our lives are really full of really petty offenses, really small things, things other imperfect people do that we hold on to for years sometimes, that rile us up, that steal our energy, change our perspective, cause us to build walls and not forgive and change our personality. All those things. We just live.
Let's just roll that all into one.
It is, but it's true.
Yeah, it is.
It's these very small little, and we do, like, we let the little things run the day.
Sounds like a dirty little snowball that snowballs into big, dirty snowball.
That is true, that it builds. Because the one little thing, then you pick up all the other stuff. And,
right.
And dirty it's snowball. That's really not anything we need to be concerning that much energy. David will say that to me. He's like, are you going to let this ruin the whole day?
Is this... I thought that this week.
Yeah.
And I was mad at David.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, David.
Yeah. It's really a bummer when your pastor says true things. And then when you're married to him, he says them to you all the
well,
time.
Well, I heard you both saying, you're not going to let it ruin 5 minutes. But you were right. You're both right.
I do not follow this advice very well.
It's hard. It's hard advice.
All right. Number three. Barrier, because we have to be honest. This means we have to own our mistakes. Who wants to do that?
No one.
Nobody. You ask, you know, you ask kids, we joke about not me, does a whole bunch of junk at our house.
Right.
Because nobody owns up to it.
Right.
You know, you have to actually admit the areas of your life where you're struggling. They're both making faces at me.
Well, it's hard because you don't want to be judged, right? But then it goes back to... the people who actually matter aren't really going to judge you. They're actually going to lift you up.
Yeah, and support you, give you accountability. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And even if you're not there, like, be honest with yourself. Sometimes I'm not even.
That's not, yeah, that's not always the case.
Oh, I don't have a problem with this because I'm right. So I'm justified because they really are a horrible person. So it's okay for me to have these negative thoughts.
They're clearly the worst.
Yes.
And I'm clearly better.
Yes, I am holy and justified in this hatred, slander, even though the Bible clearly says not to, but they didn't mean it for me because I'm right.
Shall I polish your halo some more?
Yes. Get out the Lysol wipes. So we have to be honest too about where we're struggling, our temptations. If you can't be honest about what you're tempted by, well, that's not going to work. By your strongholds, by your challenges. BeliefNet brought up Aaron and how he wasn't honest with God himself or Moses.
About the calf.
Mm-hmm.
I just threw some stuff in the fire.
It just came out.
Right.
Okay. Sure. Did he really, as a grown man, think anybody was going to buy that?
I'm not.
Yes.
I read that and I thought to myself, sir.
But we've probably
we do it.
I just threw it in the fire and a calf came out.
And some of us, we don't even, like, because we don't want to think about it. We have this gray area.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of like, well, but I didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm not as bad as this.
We
hold other people to way higher standards sometimes than our own selves.
Yeah.
I think, too, how are we ever going to grow spiritually if we're not honest? One, about where we're at, or two, about how much we need forgiveness, grace, and help.
Well, yeah.
Because then you're just not thinking about God's interaction with you appropriately.
Right.
Oh, how much you need him.
I have small children. I think about it in that context often because so many mommy timeouts this week. Toddler timeouts and mommy timeouts, sometimes at the same time.
Well, being self-reliant, sometimes you don't want to. I mean, it's there. I can do it by myself. I'm good. I can do it by myself. It's not true.
Nope.
But
we need so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, as I'm frustrated with my kids, I just think, Oh, how often is God hitting his head on the wall over me?
I had that thought too.
Very true.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, he's not mumbling foul words to himself while he sits in his timeout chair because God doesn't have or need a timeout chair.
That right there just is amazing. You can put up with all my garbage and not be grumpy and need the Twix. All right. Last one. It's hard. And this is we talked about in the beginning because you have to live it out.
Yeah. That's the hardest.
It is the hardest. It's one of my favorite things we've talked about on the podcast. I still remember the first time we brought up integrity and how it doesn't really matter a whole lot what you believe if it's not changing your life.
Right.
Like, you know, to make the point, I'll choose something really universal. I think most people would say they value kindness.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty whoever you are. Mm-hmm. Kindness is universal. But if we're constantly gossiping, snapping when mildly frustrated, yelling, being passive aggressive, dismissing needs, do we actually believe in the value of kindness?
When people are kind to us.
Right. I believe I should be treated kindly.
Right.
But again, I am justified in being unkind.
Right. Because this happened today, or,
yeah.
Air quotes. It costs nothing to be kind. It does. Kind
of a, it actually, it does.
Yeah, it's.
It costs a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, and that's just a universal value here. This isn't even getting into the.
Anything deeper.
Anything deeper, which is so hard, where our whole lives are supposed to orient around this one thing, and they don't so often. It's supposed to change your life. And there's going to be a spiritual disconnect when what we say we believe conflicts with how we're living.
Right.
So something to evaluate. Okay, now we're going to talk about ways to cultivate. So we're dialing back the heat a little. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm going to start small. Okay. I'm going to start small and I'm going to start secular. And these are actually like really good. Okay, ways to cultivate your spiritual health. The first one, to go outside.
Mm. We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah. And like go out, especially if you can get somewhere cool. Okay. Like majestic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought you meant temperature for a minute.
No, like the most, and I say this, and again, Christians kind of get weird about the word spiritual. And so I don't mean this in like a oogie boogie kind of way, but my dad uses that expression a lot. We went to Mount Rainier.
It's beautiful.
It is. And we went on this path. I don't remember what the path, it was like really old trees and like this bridge. And I remember having this moment where I'm a really frantic, hectic kind of lady. Y'all aren't surprised by that. But, and I just stopped. And my family was way ahead of me. And David was like, what's wrong? I'm like, can we just be slow and still and just sit and be with the trees? And it was, honestly, I say this was one of the most spiritual experiences I've ever had in my life because it made me connect, like just see my, how can you be in creation and not connect with your creator? And be mindful and realize, oh, wow, I'm small.
It's always how I feel at the ocean.
The ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, you look at it and they're like, I am so tiny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what am I? And why do I make so much of me?
Right.
It was, go outside. It does something to you. We've talked about it changes your brain. It changes your mood. Go outside. Okay. Have a shared experience. So much of being spiritually healthy in the literature is about community and about connecting with others. And I think, too, we've talked about that before. Like when we withdraw is when the thoughts spin and the lies perk up. It's like when I'm connected to you guys, I'm doing way better than when I'm isolating. So just shared experiences are really something else. And these don't have to be, you know, what I'm saying, like play a board game together, go see a Blazer game, go to a concert, go to a church service.
Right.
Do something where everybody with you is kind of experiencing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're getting a little deeper here. Intentionally make room for quiet.
That's hard.
As a mom with a baby.
Like, it's a little harder for you right now.
Yes.
I just meant in general, like the times when I can do it, I'm like, how about a little more noise? I'm like, why?
That is true.
How about a little more noise?
No. Mm-hmm. Or how about I fill up every second with a chore? That's how I was a lot of the time when I had little kids. Like, oh, they're down. Okay, I'm going to run around and do 53 chores during nap time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I did my big cooking yesterday.
Next one, serve. This was on like every list. Find some kind of way to help others. I will tell you that all small churches would love you to get involved.
Yeah.
There's something you can do everywhere. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, every organization right now would welcome. Find something that fits with something you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pray. Mm-hmm. And I put in parentheses, talk and listen. Right. The listen part makes us uncomfortable, I think, because we like listing our requests. Mm-hmm. Gimme, gimme. But the listen means silence, means stuff bubbles up, mm-hmm. means God might reveal something to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's important. Okay. Gratitude was again on every list.
Right.
This is our word for this year where it just keeps coming up. Like, mm-hmm. God's trying to get our attention. Be thankful. And I thought that too, like, discontent really keeps me focused on me.
Yeah.
And on my will. And life stinks right now because I'm not getting what I want. But contentment and gratitude, like, oh, wow, God actually is blessing me. Right. I see him.
I think when you're not looking for it, you just don't see it.
Don't.
And it's everywhere.
Super.
In these small things, in big things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're not looking for it, how are you going to see it? And you're just not going to.
You're not, because we get hyper-focused on, like, one thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ask the big questions. Mm. And it's okay. I think sometimes even, like, us, like, people who are raised in church feel uncomfortable asking questions related to our faith even. But I think it's okay to ask the questions and to go deeper and figure out, okay, wait a second. Why do we think this is true? Mm-hmm. Can you ask your pastor if you have, like, can you explain this passage to me? Mm-hmm. What does this mean here? Why am I here? When someone says to find your purpose, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Ask the big questions. Okay, two more. And then I've got a big list of evaluation questions for you. Okay, get in God's word for real. Now, this is an addendum. Now, if you're already reading your Bible, I encourage you, and I say this from someone who's read her Bible every day for like 20-something years, but a lot of that has been check it off the list.
It was a checklisting.
Where it's like, yes, I have read my Bible every day for 20-something years, but many of those days it was just, good girl, mm-hmm. check off. I wasn't trying to learn mm-hmm. or grow. It was that. So evaluate your heart and your effort. Are you skimming? No, I don't mean the lists of names. And it's what? Okay to skim how many lampstands. Mm-hmm. I've tried to get something out of it. I've tried. Are you choosing the shortest YouVersion plan possible? Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, two verses a day. Yes, sign me up. You know, and if you're not reading anything a day, start there. But if you're already in the Word and you're picking something deliberately because it requires the least of you, mm-hmm. I don't know that your heart's in the right place. Are you thinking about what you're reading? Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about how does this apply to me? Why does this matter? What does God want me to know? Or are you just checking off the box? Last one. Crosswalk.com gave me this one. And this one is tough. This one we might not like. This is like the praying for patience kind of a prayer.
This doesn't sound good.
No. Prayerfully seek God's help in areas where you sense he desires you to heal, grow, or change.
It's hard.
And all three of those words mean pain in our head. But ask him for help. And we don't want to ask for help because that means he'll help.
Actually, there's times I don't.
Yeah. Specifically?
I know I should, and I don't because of that exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Because he will, because that's in his will.
It's like, I don't necessarily know exactly how the pain and discomfort's coming, but I know it's going to come.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. healing means I have to feel my feelings. Grow means adjust and change. Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask for it.
We don't want to stay where we are. We want to grow. Like, we know that we do, so...
Yeah. Maybe we just... And it's not going to happen magically.
No.
It's not just going to... You're going to wake up and be a better person. It hasn't happened yet.
I need to push a button, right? I'm going to eat my Magic Twix.
Magic Twix.
Magic Twix and Easy Button.
Uh-huh.
If they made, like, different flavors, like personal growth. Yes. Ooh. Patient with your children and you just ate the candy bar.
They're going to taste disgusting.
Jolene says sometimes stuff tastes like sadness. They really would.
That will definitely be sadness and pain.
Like sadness.
Looks like a Twix. Tastes like
despair.
Awful.
Yes. Oh boy. You gotta laugh because listen, people. I'm throwing it back to an oldie from Jolene. You can't go around it. Gotta go through it.
And I swear I got that from you.
Hey.
Okay. Fine.
It's all right. Yeah, God wants you to heal, grow, and change. Ask for yourself. Okay, now here are some questions to ask yourself. Again, this is just like reflection questions. Mm-hmm. Go at your own pace. Do this on your own. Y'all don't have to answer these out loud because they're tough. Mm-hmm. Number one, what gives my life meaning and purpose? This is supposed to help you, like, if we're supposed to live in accordance with our beliefs and values, you better find out what do you believe and what do you value? Mm-hmm. You know, where do I find my hope? That's a big question, because a lot of things, places where we're looking for our hope, aren't really going to satisfy.
Right.
How do I get through tough times? Do my values guide my decisions? I think fear guides lots of our decisions, but
yeah,
maybe, and that would indicate that I value fear.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
That is really gross.
It is. That's what that would mean.
Healthy fear to keep you safe.
But that whole question, like what's guiding fear. My decisions, like fear and control, anxiety. Ooh. See, we give you these questions so you can be honest.
When you said the anxiety, my insides lit up and I thought
super
that was
fun.
Gross.
Super fun. Do I practice activities that allow me to slow down? Crystal's like, shut up.
Take that back.
No. Yeah, it's a I put that one on there for a reason.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm. Because we mostly do not.
I know.
Do I put my phone down to just be? Mm-hmm. I don't when the worry is in my brain. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to numb. I'll watch another reel. Okay. This one, I couldn't think of the way to put it because people talk about rhinos, so sinos. Am I a Christian in name only? You know, or am I a true Christ follower? Because there's a really big difference.
Yeah.
Lots of kids, lots of adults say, I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. but like it hasn't changed you. No one can tell. Mm-hmm. So are you actually a Christ follower? Are you putting those beliefs and values into practice and people could look at you and go, Christian? Mm. Big difference.
You don't like this question.
I apologize. Let's grab the Twix. Yeah, we better not do physical wellness for a couple weeks. Encouraging all this candy eating. Am I fully surrendered? Or is there a part of my life I'm holding back? You should see their faces. I don't like it either. I do. What are your hands so tightly gripping? You're like, you can't have this, God. Have the rest of me. Have these parts I don't care about.
There's some
you
fingers
ain't
that
this.
Are loose, except for the ones that are clawed into whatever.
Mm-hmm. I will control this part of my life. Like, I don't know. And then he just laughs.
He'll be back.
Now I'm singing Hamilton. Okay, last question. Crosswalk.com had this question. Is my thirst to know God greater today than it was this time last year? It is because we're supposed to be making progress and growth all the time. And we've talked about even a step forward is a step forward. So yeah, think about who you were a year ago. Are you any different? That was a lot. I told you at the start it was gonna be a lot, but we got through it. We are growing. We are working to be well because we want to be healthy and whole and growing. Yes, we do. All right, you can do this too.
Yes, you can.
And we love you. We will be back with you next week. See you later.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.